There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to the litter box. No, not Ty Bollinger. The kids, when they were hanging out at the Bollinger family, they were just so excited to see so many animals, Ty, that they are just excited because we may be getting the kitty cat. Hello to the box, the litter box.
That's exciting. A kitty, was just one?
Just, yeah, I know. You of the zoo have so many animals. We'll start with one and see what happens. That's all I can say.
Let me just tell you, from experience, if you start with one and one gets close to another, you'll have more than one.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens there.
Coming from a place that has a dozen cats.
Oh, my gosh. So, hey, how are things at the Bollinger Castle there? Are you finally just the immediate family? Because you've been hosting folks for weeks now.
Yeah, it's just us, and we're just recovering.
Recovering, I know.
From the visits, and I'm trying to get into the swing of things with editing and scripting and all that for the quest for the cures for the global quest. So yeah, we're just trying to get back into the swing of things. You know how it is.
Well, I do. In fact, we just got a queen bed for you. We couldn't fit a king in there, but for your visit, whenever you visit here, we got a place for you.
Nice.
And you know, we're looking at these things. These bed frames, they're just like the metal bed frames that go under these beds. I remember when they used to be $20-$30, and they're like $150, $140, $130.
Oh, so, yeah, not this cheap anymore.
No, but my wife went on Craigslist and found this beautiful wooden thing that fits a queen for $60.
Nice. Tell her good job.
Yeah, no, I was impressed, very impressed. So while we were on the show last hour, my son and her, they went out and they got it, and nicely done. Nicely done, honey bun. Anyway, so yeah, we're in the adventure of unpacking and organizing and last hour, the excitement for me was watching a hawk from outside my window. It was outside my window, flew right almost into the window. It was just a nice hello, welcome to the neighborhood.
Ah, very good. Welcoming gesture from the bird with claws.
Yes, right. The wildlife that if I was out there, it would have carried me away. What carries us away? What really gets our so-called goat? There's a story here that we want to open with. It's just, I think we covered it earlier in the year. I forget when, but this cancer doctor oncologist who was basically making up diagnosis. People didn't even have cancer. Not that we would agree with most of his treatment options if they actually had cancer, but oh my gosh, this guy may actually see prison time. What is it, Fareed Fatah?
Yeah, this oncologist apparently, I think he billed Medicare something like $290 million, and I think he collected close to $100 million of it for prescribing chemotherapy drugs to people that didn't have cancer. He just made up the diagnosis so he could get the kickbacks from the chemotherapy drugs. You know, that's one of the few drugs that doctors actually get. They call it commissions on. That's kickbacks, bottom line. But they get kickbacks on prescribing the chemo. So he was padding his wallet and buying his mansions or whatever while he was actually giving people cancer and killing them with the treatment for a disease that they did not have.
You know, if there ever was a poster boy for why you should get a second, third, and fourth opinion, I mean, this is the case right here. And we're not saying that every doctor does this, but let's be honest. Even the ones who have good intentions could screw up on a cancer diagnosis. And when we take it into the realm of children and we see all of the issues of medical kidnapping when a parent simply seeks or wants to seek a second opinion, which used to be a responsible thing for a parent or anybody to do, now it becomes grounds for medical kidnapping. So tie that in. to this story of a doctor making up a diagnosis so he can bill millions of dollars to the government because nobody could afford these chemo drugs.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. I mean, you read some of the quotes from family members here, and I mean they're ready to string this guy up. Yeah, you know, it reminds me of the recently, I think it was in the New England Journal of Medicine, they were talking about the DCIS, right? Ductal carcinoma in situ, which is it's breast cancer, but it's really not. It's mm-hmm. basically stage zero non-invasive breast cancer, which will really rarely ever cause death in women. But the thing is, with mammograms, they detect it just like any other cancer. And so there was an article in New England Journal of Medicine, I think it was a year or two ago, that shows over the last 30 years that there's 1.3 million women that have been treated for breast cancer with tamoxifen, which actually is a known carcinogen that causes breast cancer, and did not actually have a cancer that would have ever killed them. And they've died from cancer after this. And so the question is this, did they die from the treatment? Because they certainly didn't die from the ductal carcinoma in situ that rarely kills anyone.
Right. And look at these patients who had no cancer, who were not sick, and they literally, he aged them. Not outright giving them cancer, but I mean, you talk about poisoning them to an early grave. And of course, it's the same thing that happens to a cancer patient. But you do it to a healthy person, and you devastate their system. You know, if their liver is at all functional when they started, it is in rough shape by the time they've gone through this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's if that had happened to one of my family members, I would definitely want to be up there at the hearing. That's just what this guy did is just totally disgusting. And speaking of, you mentioned kids with cancer. It looks like, I don't want to break this too early, but it looks like we may have a video interview with Cassandra this weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Because she was the one that was forced into chemo, I think, in Connecticut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not mentioning time, place, or anything.
Okay.
But
sure.
It looks like we might have a video interview with her, so I'll give you an update next week.
That will be terrific. That will be terrific. Now, I want to put perspective, as you did so eloquently with so many interviews on the quest for the cures. Of course, the global quest is coming up this fall. The barbaric nature, or lack of nature, I should say, in the way the medical allopathic oncology monopoly treatment for cancer acts and behaves. And now, as I said, these doctors are dangerous people. If they weren't dangerous going in, they become dangerous because of the very tools that they have been given, the license, the prescription pad, etc.
Yeah.
And when we talk chemo, it is pure poison. It is not subtle. It is pure poison. And that is the idea and object of treatment. And now we get to see, disastrously so, how this man, this Dr. Fatah, they want to give him maybe a 175-year sentence. You know, and make it really hot in there, like he can get used to being where he's probably going in the afterlife.
Yeah.
But you witness what chemotherapy does to healthy people.
Yeah.
And devastated healthy people's lives. And you say, how is it possible that any human can withstand that if they already have a devastated immune system? And what do we know? Most people, in fact, don't. What is the success rate for chemo? 5%, is it?
Less than that. But, yeah, that's a good point, Robert. I mean, these are healthy people that have been devastated by chemo. Imagine what it's doing to somebody that's already sick, that has cancer. And I just thought of this. This would be really interesting, wouldn't it, if somebody – can you imagine if he had been prescribing them or giving them curcumin instead of chemotherapy? Even if they didn't have cancer, what would have happened to their body? They would have actually gotten healthier.
Yes.
Right? So we would have had a bunch more healthy people. There would be no lawsuit because you'd have a bunch of people that had just gotten healthier from taking in curcumin, which, by the way, curcumin, dozens and dozens of studies over the last 5 years have shown that it actually targets the cancer stem cells, the mother cells, which are the boogers, and chemotherapy, the studies have shown that it actually enriches the stem cells, and it does not kill them, but it makes them more potent. So, you know, different sides of the coin here. You've got the chemotherapy that devastates your body and makes cancer stronger, and you've got something like a natural substance like turmeric that would selectively kill the cancer cells and make your body stronger.
Of course, Fatah here would not have been able to buy a mansion on curcumin sales. You know, there's no kickback, and it's, you know, fractions of a penny compared to the billing for the chemotherapy drugs.
Sure. Oh, sure, yeah. The amount that people spend on these new experimental chemotherapy drugs is unreal. I think I mentioned to you before on the show the story. I was on a radio show a few years ago, and somebody called in and said their mother had done an experimental chemo, and it cost $70,000 for one shot. So, yeah, it's a little bit more expensive than a bottle of curcumin.
Yeah, or selenium, for that matter. Imagine if this doctor had been... Hey, you know, he faked their diagnosis and basically wrote a script for selenium. Again,
oh, yeah.
The people would have ended up healthier for a few pennies, you know?
Or, you know, God forbid he would have prescribed or put them on some kind of a silver, like Sovereign Silver, because I've just been doing some research. I've been going through your interviews and the question mm-hmm. of yours, figuring out where to put in some more information on silver. And, you know, I was amazed at the studies that have been done to show that silver is effective at treating lymphoma and leukemia and also brain cancer.
Yeah, it is fascinating. You know, we talk about the lymphatic system and the B lymphocytes that really glom onto what silver does for them, including the oxygen it brings in. But the fact of the matter is, these cancer cells have lost functional ability. Sure, they don't die. There's no apoptosis in a cancer cell, but they also don't have the antioxidant defense mechanisms of a healthy mammalian cell, so that things like electroporation or oxidative stress or damage is not defended against like a healthy cell would do. And silver can devastate a cancer cell.
Yeah, and by the way, I was incorrect about brain cancer. It was breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Silver is effective. It was just a study I read today showed that silver is effective at creating apoptosis, which is from cell death, breast cancer cells.
Beautiful. Well, if you can deliver to the brain, we know silver nourishes the nervous system. We've seen benefit there, and I wouldn't doubt that it would have benefit there as well. It's just obviously difficult to deliver things to the brain. And, you know, these were the controversies, for instance, of Tullio Simoncini with his baking soda scenario, where he was doing intra-arterial infusions, which are very specialized. Not any doctor can just do that to kind of change and alter things in the brain. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Simoncini did was he would open up the patient and literally pour baking soda on the tumor, and you could see the tumor beginning to lyse or, you know, self-destruct from the baking soda. I'm not saying that this is a miracle cure-all mm-hmm. for cancer, but, you know, just one of many, many, many natural substances that is non-toxic and is able to treat cancer a heck of a lot better than Dr. Farid Fatah did for patients that didn't even have it.
Yeah, well, maybe they could sentence him to 175 years of slow-drip chemo so he can suffer the way his patients did. Of course, he
probably would make it over about a month.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Good thought there. All right, TMB, RSB, together again, outside the box. Super Don making it sound good. Daniel's on the board, 866-939-BELL, if you'd like to call in. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. And, oh, my gosh, do we have to talk about the Donald?
Donald.
No, not that Donald. Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, the Trumpster, he's in our crosshairs, I think. We'll find out with TMB after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scottbell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger, outside the box, doing a little political healing this segment. Got to talk about the Donald, don't we? You know, to be fair, I have a dear friend who's like family to me that works with the Donald and has said behind the scenes he's actually a teddy bear and a really nice guy. But
yeah.
He's all bluster and, you know, braggadocio when it comes to politics and economics and doing business and, you know, putting his foot in his mouth and all of that. I don't know if he's serious about running for president. He claims to be serious about it, or if this is another publicity stunt. I don't know. But I will say that he's providing a lot of fodder and a lot of nervousness within the Republican Party for some of his comments recently on Twitter. His Twitter account is very active. Have you seen any of these tweets, Ty?
Yeah, I'm looking at the article now, and there's a lot of the JPEG or the screenshots of the tweets. Pretty interesting. You know, I wonder, is it really him, or is it somebody that's just out there? I mean, I'm sure it's his Twitter account, but I wonder if it's actually him doing this, or if he's just hired somebody to kind of be controversial, to get
right
out there and get the word out. Because, right, there's no publicity is bad publicity. So
right,
we're talking about him. I'm wondering if that's what's
Super Don wants it to be Trump. Let me just say this before Super Don chimes in, because I know where he wants to go here. Also, you know, I've, let's say, talked to one of his executive assistants and helped her out with an issue, a health issue with a child who had been vaccine injured. And this is where Trump is good. He has stood up and spoken out on the issue of vaccination. And he knows that we're all being lied to about them. So, again, having said that, that doesn't mean he's not. Oh, there's not an open season for things that he does that are pretty not so smart, if it's him.
Yeah.
Like this tweet. I love the Mexican people, but Mexico is not our friend. They're killing us at the border, and they're killing us on jobs and trade. Fight, he says, or somebody says. And then you see a part, his Trump line of clothing, his signature collection, made in Mexico. That's a little bit of an oversight there.
Yeah, that is. You know, look, bottom line is Trump's is kind of an extremist. Like, he's a type A extremist. He's got an extreme position on just about every situation. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just his personality. That's the way he's made his fortune. That's just him. And so, you know, does this surprise me that he's got a bunch of inflammatory tweets out there? Not really. I mean, that's just who it is. It'd be like somebody tuning in to our show, to the Outside the Box Wednesdays, and find out that we were stroking the American Medical Association and talking about how good chemotherapy is. Well, you're not going to hear that on our show because that's not who we are.
Right.
You go to Donald Trump's Twitter account, you're going to get inflamed. So if you don't like it, then don't go there.
Yeah, listen to this tweet. Super Don, tell me if this is bad. He says, we are rebuilding other countries while our own country is going to hell. Time to rebuild the USA. Tell our stupid politicians, enough. That's not one of the... That one actually sort of makes sense.
I agree completely with that one.
Not really. I mean, okay. if you're gonna say that compared to some of the other stuff he's done, that's one of the more mild ones, yeah.
Right.
I agree completely, though. I mean, look at what's going on with our military everywhere, trying to rebuild every country, trying to bring freedom to every country. Look, let's focus on bringing freedom here and rebuilding our own country, because we're in a free fall right now.
Right. Dude, I mean, there's some good tweets there, I have to say. As long as he doesn't go after Hoofnagel the science cat, I mean, I can tolerate a little bit of silliness from a presidential candidate. In fact, you know, Super Don, you know I don't take all of that serious. On one level, I do. On another level, I'm like... Say it out. Let it out. Whatever it is you really believe. Let it out. We want to see who's really running.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. He just bothers me with his style. He's such a showboat, you know, such a self-promoter. I'm the best, and nobody's as good as me, and I'm smarter than everybody else. And you know, Hoofnagel's the same way. You know, he'd just go up and just punch that guy in the nose. You know, just for being a douchebag. But
I think he was bullied as a kid. Because look at him. I mean, you would pick on him as a kid. A little baby or kid Donald Trump. Not that I'm advocating picking on, but you know how it is. This is the law of the jungle that happens sometimes in schools way back when, where there was no political correctness. And now he's got the last laugh. He's making the money. He's doing his deals, and he's like overcompensating on some level. You know, letting out the id in this case.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's funny. That's what Super Don Skyped me today, and he said, "What do you think of the Trump?" And I said, "Well, they don't really like him personally, but he has been pretty successful."
Yeah. Well, we'll see if he's successful at running for president. I would rather have someone that actually understands and would abide by the Constitution. I mean, that's not too much to ask, is it? Apparently, it is.
Apparently,
it's been a long time since you had a president like that. Anyway, hey, we got the cure for diabetes. Actually, we do, but they claim it's something else, and it relates to a scalpel and what they want to do to you to reverse type 2 diabetes. This is a shocking story. Coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This just in, the cure for migraine headaches, remove your head. Off with his head! This is the kind of allopathic nonsense that parades as real science. And if you think I'm exaggerating, maybe only slightly for effect, but this story is in that same realm.
That would be a good Onion story, Robert.
Wouldn't it? I'm sure it's been done.
That would be a good Onion story. Yeah, I mean, but that makes about as much sense as this story that we're going to talk about now about bariatric surgery. being the best treatment for type 2 diabetes. So instead of controlling your diet and doing whatever else you need to, many different ways to combat diabetes, we're going to cut out the stomach. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Wow. I mean, it not only do they claim it's legitimate, it's the most legitimate. I mean, that's the way that the headline, if it's the most efficient way to treat type 2 diabetes, just bypass the stomach. Who put that there? Who put that? Who gave you that stomach? What was he thinking? Right? Well, just bypass it.
Everyone that has gastric bypass or the sleeve surgery or any of these other types of the lap bands, there's always complications down the road. Always. There's always complications. I mean, my father is a prime example. He didn't have that surgery, but he had stomach cancer, and so instead of treating the cancer, they decided to cut the stomach out, and it killed him in 25 days. There's always complications from these surgeries when you cut out organs.
Your stomach is not redundant. And to bypass it because you have type 2 diabetes, which is evidence of a chromium deficiency, is absurd. But then again, the lunatics are running the asylum. The lunatics are the medical doctors that would claim this. Researchers from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Pennsylvania have concluded that bariatric surgeries used to combat obesity are also useful for treating type 2 diabetes. In fact, it appears to be much more efficient than simply enacting lifestyle changes. Oh, sure. Cut out the stomach altogether. You don't have to change a thing.
That is just... This is absurd, Robert. I mean... And they talk about that this is good for diabetes, like it's good for obesity. In other words, you have somebody that's obese, cut their stomach out. But look, that's not going to solve the problem. I mean, how many times have you seen these stories of people that were morbidly obese, they get their stomach removed, and then they have other complications or they end up dying? I've seen several of these shows that they have on the different channels. I don't know if it's Discovery Channel or whatever, about people that are obese. And when they have this surgery, it seems like there's always complications, and they're always in worse shape than they were to start with down the road, or dead.
Yeah. Well, serious issues of malabsorption. I mean, stomach is part of the digestive system. It's part of the breakdown of food and other things to get it ready for the small intestine and absorption.
Yep.
And Super Don has said before, he's got a better cure for restless leg syndrome than that drug. Just
cut it off.
Take your leg off. No more restless leg.
Yeah.
I mean, who put these medical people in charge? Who said that these are legitimate scientific thoughts to bypass a stomach just to eliminate? Well, we didn't do it for that. We did it because they were obese. Well, how about controlling what goes into their body? Well, they can't control it. Well, it's because they're minerally deficient and they have all these aberrant cravings and they are fed the stuff that is the cheapest stuff because the real food has been robbed of the minerals. The minerals are sold to industry. And then, of course, what's left is basically crack food that has nothing in it but empty calories, carbohydrates, and GMO additives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I was watching through one of the interviews that I did with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he was talking about the... This is just on the subject of obesity. We were talking about aspartame. And, you know, one of the things about aspartame is that it does not trigger leptin, right? That's your hormone that makes you satisfied.
Yes.
But not only does it not trigger leptin, it actually burns out the leptin receptors. The aspartic acid actually burns out the leptin receptor on the cells. So after you drink diet sodas with aspartame for a while, you're never satisfied. And that's why you have this epidemic of obesity after people begin to drink these diet sodas. So not only does it cause brain lesions and holes in your brain and brain tumors, but it also can permanently disrupt leptin release in your body so you never feel like you're full.
Your appetite never goes away, and, of course, obesity is the result.
Yep.
Wow. I'm telling you, Ty, I know we've been covering these stories for years, but every time, you know, it's like they say, the Trumpster, right? Every time the Trumpster surprises you with a tweet, he does it again, right? Something more outrageous.
Yeah.
What we're seeing here is with modern medicine. Every time you think they've hit a new low, they do it again and they go even crazier. And yet they're still considered the pinnacle of professions in terms of what they can do. And true for trauma surgeries, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But we've never argued against that. It's just everything else that's frightening.
Well, you know, you said appropriately earlier, you said that the lunatics are running the asylum, and that's really what it sounds like here. I mean, this is insane. Who would have thought, just to go back 60 years to 1950-ish, 1955, who would have thought that we would be seeing articles today about, in mainstream medical literature, about, you know, the best way to curb obesity is to cut your stomach out. Mm-hmm. You know, the best way to cure diabetes, cut your stomach out. I mean, this wasn't seen in the literature 60 years ago. This is pretty recent, but it seems to be getting more commonplace all the time. But it makes no common sense. It's not logical, but that's right. That's the standard of care.
Remember, in Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB and RSB together, we covered these subjects, including diabetes and ways to address it. One of those ways was very simple: a whole food form of chromium that's not synthetic, not an isolate combined with picolinic acid, which is cellular poop, but a whole food, a real whole food form of chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, reversing regularly this type 2 diabetes over the span of weeks to months, and no surgery, no bypass, no sleeves, no ridiculous lunatic cutting out organs or bypassing them. But of course, profitability, like that chemo doc proved, is more important in many cases than common sense.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of the interview that I recently did with Dr. Matthias Rath over in Netherlands, and he said, "Look, you have to remember that this is the big pharmaceutical companies is an investment industry, and they're driven by only one thing, and that's profit." And so we see that again with a lot of these different stories. The chemotherapy by Dr. Fada. You look at this gastric bypass, the suggestion to cure diabetes, type 2 diabetes. This is clearly an effort to get more surgeries because they're lucrative. I mean, come on. What else? What other conclusion can you have than this is just another way to drive more money into their coffers?
Yeah. Well, there's another thing. Asbestos and children's crayons and toy crime lab kits. What? Well, we know kids have been lighting their crayons on fire for generations, and we just couldn't stomach that anymore. So we've engineered asbestos into the crayons. What the heck is going on here?
Well, that's a pretty dangerous thing to be having in crayons, because what do all kids do?
They chew on them.
They're
breathing around them. You know, you breathe crayons. You could smell the crayons, the fumes coming off the crayons. And if they have asbestos fibers in them, what are they setting them up for? You know, one of those cancers.
Well, sure, mesothelioma, lung cancer, whatever. I mean, that's so you got children that are now eating these crayons that are laden with asbestos. So, wow. But who's gonna go down for this? Who's gonna pay for this? Who's gonna be held responsible for this? Probably nobody. They're just gonna recall them, right?
Hmm. I don't even know if they're gonna do that. Maybe they're gonna use them to color firemen in their outfits.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, I say recall. You're not gonna recall packages of crayons that have already been sold. They're probably just gonna have to take some of these brands off the shelf.
Yeah. There's evidently no law passed that pertains to asbestos in children's products.
I guess not. Right? I guess not.
Right? Like we needed a law? I mean, whose idea was this? I don't know. We'll have to dig deeper into this and figure this out. Maybe when we come back. Oh, also Canada. Health Canada just approved, what is this? Oh, yeah, this is good news. Hemp, cannabis oil. This is today? Do you see this article? Do you see this article, Ty?
I think I put it. I don't see the article. I just saw you commented about health. Minister of Health wasn't happy about it, but I didn't see the article.
Yeah, it's linked up here, thebusinessfinancialpost.com. Big news, medical marijuana producers get Health Canada approval to sell cannabis oil. This is just announced today. This is big news. Our neighbors to the north, in addition to the other good news Canada story, which we just covered about a homeopath at the University of Toronto teaching that vaccines are not all that good. That is amazing. So Canada's doing something right.
Well, I'm glad they are. It was hard to get into Canada a few weeks ago when we traveled up there. But I know that Health Canada is one of the most onerous regulatory bodies concerning health that's in the world. It's if you can get it, I mean, they're nothing. FDA is nothing like Health Canada, from what I understand.
No. Health Canada can be brutal. They've attacked friends of ours. I mean, it's just extraordinary. So I'm kind of shocked by what's going on here. Two stories from Canada that are really positive. Our friends from the north, if you have insight into what's going on in Canada, Has hell melted? Because I know it's pretty cold up there. I don't know what's going on. It's frozen over. Oh, well, we'll find out. I mean, we'll check that out. But we got asbestos in crayons. We got cannabis approved by in Canada.
It's not cannabis, right? It's pot. I mean, I just laugh about the way they word these titles. Mm-hmm. Medical marijuana producers to get Health Canada to approve or to sell pot oil. Like, come on.
By the way, those of you who want to get access to the CBD that I utilize, Ty has it as well. It is absolutely safe. It's not psychoactive, and it's available in all 50 states. I don't know in Canada, but I will say that you can go to cannavest.com directly now, cannavest.com, and if you put in the code RSB50, you'll get buy one, get one free on any of their products. We've got to get Stuart Tomp back on in the near future to talk more about that. Also, I want to say thanks, a shout out to some of our sponsors, Better Way Health, of course, with their Beta 1 3D Glucan. And let's see, who else? All our sponsors there, including Carnivora.
Yeah.
Absolutely appreciative of all of those that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. So I don't know where you go from crayons that won't burn, but at what price for kids who use them?
Well, again, nobody's going to be held accountable for this. And we always hear, you know, the children of the future, we should always protect the children. But here's an instance of asbestos and crayons. Nobody's going to be held accountable for it. But are we surprised? I mean, we're a nation that injects children on the first day of birth with toxic, carcinogenic chemicals.
Yeah, and speaking of those mandated injections, go back to the story we covered out in New Jersey. 5 kids given the wrong ones, out of date, ones that aren't appropriate. How much of this is going to increase with these mandates? When we come back, what do you want? A chocolate candy bar? Super size? Or a bar of silver? That's the question. We're going to find out the answer when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, in the globalists got you right where they want you segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show Outside the Box with TMB. This we go back to Mark Dice, and you know it's a lost cause, the Republic of America, if there is one, when the people choose a chocolate bar over. Oh, gosh. I don't even know how to introduce this, TMB. I mean, you're an accountant. You know the difference between a Federal Reserve note, a chocolate bar, and a piece of silver. Do you not?
I do, personally. But apparently a lot of people don't, at least out there in the land of Cali and the, what do you call it, the crunchy granola state.
Right. So if you were offered a giant, mega-sized, super-sized chocolate Hershey bar or a 10-ounce bar of silver, what would you choose? Listen to what some of these folks told Mark Dice.
It's your lucky day today. You win a free 10-ounce silver bar, pure silver bullion, or a free Hershey's king-size chocolate bar.
Take this one.
You'll take the chocolate bar. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver?
No.
Have a good day. It's your choice. A free 10-ounce bar of silver bullion, or a free king-size Hershey bar.
I think I'll take the Hershey bar.
Go ahead. It's your lucky day. Just right. Fresh
wow.
Out of the refrigerator.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver when you can have a good, delicious bar of chocolate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You know, people are predicting we're going to turn into like what's going on in Greece. I can't doubt that with that kind of response to Mark Dice's offer.
That's unbelievable. These people literally turned down a 10-ounce bar of silver for a Hershey's chocolate. I mean, look, if you really want the chocolate, then take the silver. Go get, it's worth, you know, $150, $160.
Yeah.
And then you can go buy 100 chocolate bars.
Exactly. I mean, think about that. They didn't even know that. How economically deficient and, you know, dumb, shall I say, are the American people that they don't even understand that? I can't. Well, can they use a silver bar? Let's find out.
Well, I don't have any way to do anything with the silver.
What? Okay. So you'd prefer the Hershey bar?
Yeah, but is it real?
Yes. Just straight out of the fridge.
doesn't seem real.
The Hershey bar doesn't seem real. I mean, we could go into this coin shop. We could verify the silver bar is real.
No, that's all right.
It's real.
I always take chocolate.
Always take chocolate. Enjoy.
Hi. Help me out here, buddy.
Real. This is... it doesn't seem real. They were across the street from a silver dealer. They could have valued the silver coin or the silver bar, but instead she wanted to know if the Hershey bar was real.
They doubted the veracity of the Hershey bar, not the silver bar, and they still wanted the chocolate.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't want to bum anybody out, but Ty, man, the American people's level of economic ignorance is outrageous.
This is the height of ignorance. These people are so ignorant. I mean, this is unbelievable. I can't imagine that. I wonder how long he had to go to get these people on there, or if it just, you know, 10 of the first 12 people chose or if nobody chose the silver. I wonder if there's nobody even chose the silver bar.
Super Don, is there a backstory here? Did he monkey with this, or do you think that was pretty typical?
You know, I don't know. I would have to imagine, just the law of averages, somebody would have picked the silver bar.
I mean, they were across from the coin shop.
Yeah, oh, I know.
I can't do anything with this. I don't know what I can do. Just walk across the street. It's right there.
That people just need to get educated, you know? I mean, that's just it. It's just a basic knowledge that silver is worth more than chocolate, yes.
Yeah.
Look, there's just too much sodium fluoride in the water. Their brain cells are dead. They are just helpless automatons.
Right. Well, TMB, that's why we got to do economic healing from time to time here on the show, especially with you, because you know it as well as anybody. Give people a perspective and, you know, how to salvage what happens if Greece comes here, right? Which we know inevitably it will, because it's the same system that they're playing
right
with.
Well, here's the problem. Was he should have offered him a hundred grand bar?
A 100-gram bar.
Rather than a Hershey bar. That's what he should have done. It's, the ignorance here is amazing. I'm constantly dumbfounded by some of these videos that Dice puts out. People that are just they're so clueless about what's going on. It's really amazing.
All right, everybody, go check out cancertruth.net. Also, the quest for the cures is going to continue. It's going global. TMB's working really hard on it. More interviews to come. Next week I'll be in Arizona. As soon as I have information about where I'll be broadcasting in the Phoenix and Tucson area, I'll give you a heads up. TMB, thanks for riding with me.
Not a problem, RC. Anytime, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Daniel, on the board. Tomorrow, we hope to have, Jonathan Ebor. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey,
Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.